right out the gates.
Hello. Welcome. Oh, popping the questions.
Wait, no, you're like blowing up the level. Ugh. You're so loud. I'm just turning you down a little bit. It's okay. Anyways, welcome to Popping the Questions, y'all.
Okay.
We're not going to edit that out because we get that crisp, sweet Diet Coke at the very beginning. Mm. Gotta have some of that.
Gotta have it.
So we're having some audio issues today. Sorry, my voice might sound a little tinny, a little weird because I'm on a different mic because my other mic is dead.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. that mic. So we'll figure it out between now and the next episode. But for now, we're making do with what we got.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a schedule and we're going to stick to it.
Hell yeah.
So just apologies if the audio is a little weird. And anyway, what's up, Taylor? How's it going?
Oh, it's been gone.
It has been gone.
What a week. It got itself gone.
What a week it has been.
How was your week, Josiah?
Oh, I was busy. Rehearsing for... This is boring. I don't want to talk about this.
Okay.
Let's talk about anything else.
Literally anything else. How about the questions this week?
Yeah, the questions this week. Welcome to Popping the Questions. We take those questions and we ask them to people in our lives. And then we... You know what the podcast is, right? You listen to the other episodes, right?
We do songs fast.
What is that? That's, like Jimmy John's?
No, that's like a caveman.
Oh, okay, just like a caveman. Your generic caveman.
We do songs.
Don't do it again.
Fast.
Are you trying to like make a catchphrase?
Yeah.
All right. I don't. We'll workshop
well,
it.
Well, I'm waiting for my chibi t-shirt.
I know. Someone make a chibi versions of us for the t-shirt, please.
Please.
What were the questions this week?
Okay, questions this week were hot. Number 17, what is your most treasured memory? And number 18, what is your most terrible memory?
Yeah, and so this week we decided to both do both of the questions because they were so closely related.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really good thing that I texted you, Josiah, being like, how are we both going to bang out two songs this week?
Taylor thought we were going to each do two songs. And I was like, no. I can barely write one song a week. Don't be crazy.
It was your idea.
I know. But in my mind, I knew what I was talking about. So it was fine.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad that I talked to you about that before I wrote like two versions of each song.
That would have been bad. So I guess we both did both questions. So either of us can go first. Do you want to go first? Do I want to go first?
Let me ask you a question. Right, you tell me first. Your who you talk to, you go first.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was asking.
Okay, go.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
So I talked to another one of my new friends, new cast member in this show that I'm in, the musical.
Very intense.
Yeah, and we play Adolf and Joanna Fisher.
Adolf.
Mm-hmm. Adolf, not Adolf. And in the show Haymarket, which is about the Haymarket Square, blah, blah, blah. And email
is
me about
historical?
It.
Is it historical?
It is. We play.
Is it based off of a true story, I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that person had to be named Adolf.
Yeah. It was also in the 1880s. So it was cool back then.
I know it was, but like no it's fine. Let's continue on.
So, yeah. So we play the Fishers and Melanie and I have gotten really tight because we share a lot of stage time together. And also, she gives me rides home after rehearsal because we're in Milwaukee.
Hell yeah.
We're like way down in Milwaukee Avenue, which is far away from me. So she gives me rides and it's great. So her name's Melanie Vitaterna and her last name means eternal life or something, which is dope. Yeah. Melanie's great. Very, very positive force. A great athlete, great runner, great singer, great dancer. We joke about how neither of us are dancers, but we get to dance so much in this show. And yeah, Melanie, multi-instrumentalist as well. Really, really cool human. And so I asked her the questions on one of our mini rides home from rehearsal. And we started with the most horrible. Is that terrible or horrible? Most terrible memory, mm-hmm. first. Because we were like, we want to end with the happy ones.
Right.
So her most terrible memory she told me about was, and she said I could talk about it on the podcast, and she didn't want to be anonymous, so it's all good. Basically, she was gone for a really cool trip in Spain. I think she said she was in high school. And or late teens at some point. And her grandfather was sick. She was really close to her grandfather. She didn't know how sick at the time. And basically, she got to see him before she left and didn't know that his health kind of was deteriorating as quickly as it was. And so by the time she got back, he'd actually, like, passed away, like, literally that day. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't get to say goodbye. Because, I mean, she got to see him, but their last words were, like, see you in 2 weeks, because she was going to be back and mm-hmm. see him again. And she said, like, just that whole experience of getting home at the airport, her parents picking her up, and her mom literally just, like, she looked in her mom's eyes, like, knew what had happened. And she also felt awful because, like, her flight got delayed. Like, maybe if she had gotten home earlier, like, who right. knows, all that stuff. And, yeah, so she was just talking about how it was just really, and kind of one of those first, like, big deaths, mm-hmm. you know, in your family that you experience, especially as you start getting into your teens and older and stuff, and your grandparents get older and everything. And she was really close with her grandfather, too, which I'm pretty tight with my grandparents, but not, like, I don't live very close to any of them, so, like, I can't necessarily relate on that front. But she talked about just, it was just, you know, really tragic, and she had to kind of be there for her mom, and then also they had to be there for her grandma, because she's, of course, you know, dealing with it harder than anybody else. 40, married for 40 years, like, and then, you know, he's gone. So it was really sad. And she just said that was just a terrible memory because it was especially coming off of such a high and then being like immediately crashed down.
Right.
So then I told her about the accident five years ago now. Anyway, so I was in a summer stock show in Texas and there was a car accident and we lost 5 cast members mm-hmm. in one go. That's definitely my most terrible memory. I remember, that night we were all driving home from like a big party and some people were like, oh, so-and-so's not back yet. Like something's going on. And I was just like, no, everything's fine. It's probably fine. And I just was like, I'm gonna go to bed. It's fine. And then I got all these texts and everyone was like, come to the office. Like something bad's going on. And well, went to the office and, I think probably like this is probably the hardest thing that anybody I know has ever had to do was the director had to come out into the crowded room with literally his entire cast and read off a list of who died and who was okay. And it was like 5 people had died and 1 person was in the hospital. And their back was broken, like really, really, and they weren't sure if he was gonna ever walk again. But he did, and he dances again now, which is really great. But that like the screams of like anguish that I heard right after that were like literally the worst things I've ever heard in my entire life. It was awful. So that's definitely my most terrible memory. Like nothing comes close. And honestly, I don't know if anything ever will come close because losing 5 friends at once, is really awful. And I wasn't super close with all of them. I was pretty tight with one of the guys. But still, you know, losing 5 people that were in your cast, like all at the same time was terrible. And then we talked about, your most treasured memory. Cause it's not necessarily your most positive or your happiest. Mm-hmm. It's most treasured. So mine was a little simple. Mine was just like a day that I got snowed in with, my ex back in Texas and we just like hung out at her house all day and like it was snowy and she had never built a snowman before and we like made a snowman, and hung out with her roommates and watched Christmas movies and it was great. It's very simple, just kind of idyllic. One of the memories I really hold dear about simpler times. Mm-hmm. And there's probably more. Like, we both had a hard time. Melanie was like, my most treasured memory. And I was like, I know. That one's
that's the difficult one.
It's way trickier than your mind. Because and human brains, we remember trauma a lot easier than we remember like happy things.
Indeed.
So Melanie's was actually, I think really, really beautiful too. Cause she was talking about how, there was a time where her mother had a stroke. And Melanie was the person who basically picked her mom up, took her to the hospital, made sure she was okay. And then her and her dad were basically tag teaming, like taking care of her for the next, you know, week or week and a half. And they're from around here, so they weren't too, like they were all close to in proximity, didn't have to like, you know, travel to get to each other or anything. But she just talked about how it was really beautiful and really sad and like just, and that's why she treasures it so much because she was able to be there for her mom. And mm-hmm. she also got to see a really beautiful picture of love and how her dad, like, cared for her mom after that. And how he decided that he needed to, like, change some of his habits and behaviors to make sure that she was going to be okay. Because he was like, she's had a stroke now. Like, we're things, but can't show her that we're changing anything because she wants everything to be really normal.
Right.
And she said it was just, like, a really beautiful coming together of family. And, we talked a lot about how, like, it's interesting and hard when you have to be the strong person for your parents or anybody older than you, like any authority figures. The song's a lot about saying goodbye and not getting to say goodbye, and sad memories, and about sort of, you know, how sad memories and traumatic things can sometimes turn into growth things, I guess, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, I just talked for a long time.
You had two questions to get through.
I know, there are so many. So get ready, because you're going to have to talk for like 7 minutes here in a little bit.
Great.
But let's listen to the song.
Smallest sound I've ever heard, the loudest noise without a word, the worst news you didn't have to speak, I'll be strong while you are weak. When it is my turn to grieve, I know you're here, you'll never leave. I fall down to the kitchen floor, I'm sobbing forevermore. And this is a goodbye for the one I didn't get to see. And there's no reason why, but just sometimes we don't get our way. So this is a goodbye. The reason why I'm able to carry on. Stuck inside, it's cold out there, nothing to do, but we don't care. Just keep me close, hold me tight, warm me up throughout the night. Tell me that you'll never go, lie to me amidst the snow. We only die once, but we live forever, so I'll treasure our time together. This is a goodbye for the one I didn't get to say. There's no reason why, but just sometimes we don't get our way. So this is a goodbye. Gone. You're still the reason why I'm able to carry on. Not goodbye, just see you later, a wise woman said when I was young. She spoke in Spanish, so it sounded greater than the clumsy words of my native tongue. So for this song, for the last chorus, let me change around the words. Cause there will be a reunion for us, I can feel it, I am assured. See you later, not goodbye for the one I didn't get to say. No more asking why, cause sometimes we don't get our way. So see you later, not goodbye, and even though you're gone, you are still the reason why I'm able to carry. See you later, not goodbye, for the one I didn't get to say. There is no more asking why, cause sometimes we don't get our way. So see you later, not goodbye, gone. You are still the reason why I'm able to carry on.
We back.
I liked that. That was, it was like very like Avett Brothers, mm-hmm. you know, very simple, but
yes.
you know.
Simple.
That's all it needed to be.
Yeah, I was like, and this is another one of those times when I didn't record before recording, so Taylor just heard an acoustic version. But that's probably about as much as it's going to be on the track.
It's all I ever hear, so.
Hey, one time, I think, whatever, anyway. So, there might be some drums, I don't know. But I wanted to keep it simple. There was another thing that Melanie said was like the when her mom was about to give her the news, she was like it was like the smallest sound came out of her mouth, and then it was kind of the opposite of whenever I heard the news of the crash, like just it was like the loudest, most awful shriek out of everybody's mouth. So I liked that opposition.
Yeah.
And then also just the idea of see you later. Like, literally, actually, one time when I was in Mexico, a woman did tell me how they, like, she was like, no, see you later is better. Hasta luego is better than adios.
Mm.
And I was like, I like that. And I think that's true about goodbyes, too, just in general. Because even when you don't get to say goodbye to people you love, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not that spiritual, but even I am like, there's something out there. We'll all be together again one day. I don't know what it is, but who cares?
Good. I offsite have been probing Josiah whether or not he believes in ghosts because it's becoming a very important thing to me.
Taylor, like, out of the blue was like, do you believe in ghosts? Which is a big, conversation to have through text.
Well, it's a yes or no question to me.
No, it's complicated. It's very complicated. I don't think all ghost stories are real, but I do think some ghosts are real.
No, of course all ghost stories aren't real. I'm not asking if you believe in all ghost stories.
Listen,
I'm just
let's
asking
not get sidetracked.
If you this is pertinent.
But the real thing is that she wanted to talk about Ouija boards. She didn't even want to talk about ghosts.
But it's related.
That's true, I guess. I think Ouija boards are dumb, but I think spirit boards, don't fuck with those.
And I think that they're the same thing.
They're not. Anyway, Taylor, answer your turn to ask the questions. What? Let's go. Yeah. So, yeah. Terrible and then treasured.
Okay.
Terrible memory, most terrible, and then treasured. Now you get to talk for 1,000 hours.
Great. I spoke with some college friends over some beers about this. And it was kind of casually, and I didn't really ask their permission, so I'm not going to name them.
Cool.
But I did ask two of them about it because it was two questions. I figured two people. I'm not going to just, spoil it all out on one person.
Opposite of what I did.
And one of the answers that was given to me was when he, had to come out to his father after being in this, relationship with a man for, I don't know, they have to have been, had been together for at least like 2 years by then, maybe three. I don't know. But they've been serious for a long time. And it was really like they haven't spoken. They haven't.
His dad.
Yeah, his dad and him haven't spoken since he did that, and
I hate that.
And it's not like it was a surprise. Like his dad's kind of always been really uncomfortable about homosexuality.
Sure.
Like as we did plays where like, that would come up and all these things. Like it would be like, well, he's not going to come, and it's that's like when he was like straight presenting, right? So,
right.
So I'm like, damn, that is bogus. That sucks. I totally understand why that's your worst memory. What can I say about my worst memory would be that there are people in your life who biologically are supposed to have some connection to you and some caretaking for you, and to see that modeled in a bunch of other families and then realize that it's not being modeled in your family, and then have this person who's supposed to love you unconditionally have them tell you that they don't think you're capable of loving anyone or really receiving love. That's probably my worst memory.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
And I was pretty young when that happened. And it's not like I was spoiled and like being a brat. I was being a teenager and kind of keeping to myself, and I never like really got over that, I don't think, and I still think about it all the time, about like whether, because like, what he was speaking to was that I was withdrawn in the time that we spent together, and that I wasn't like being overtly like, I wasn't letting him hug me, I wasn't letting him snuggle me on the couch anymore, and I'm like, well, yeah, I was at that age that you don't want those things to be done.
Yeah.
And that's where he's coming from, and where I'm coming from when I hear that is having been like traumatized at a really young age and like not really understanding it, and then like to feel like damaged goods already. And, like, be growing into that and kind of understanding what that means when all of your peers are, like, super carefree. Mm-hmm. And then, like, to be told, yeah, you know what, that feeling, your fear that you've had, it's correct. You are not capable of having any of those things. It's, like, really stayed with me for a long time. And, like, yeah, I mean, I go to therapy. I fall in love. People love me. That we've disproven this theory, right?
Yes.
But it's still, like, really hurtful, man.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks. So...
We just had a lot of audio technical difficulties, and now we're sharing a mic, so the rest of this episode will sound even weirder than the first half did.
20 minutes later. Okay, so... that was the worst stuff. I'm fine. I go to therapy. I'm great. Your messages are appreciated. I'm okay, Mom. Love you. Moving on. Most cherished memory, I think is
how... Most treasured.
Treasured, yes. Most treasured memory. Yeah, so for me, that's probably going to be, the summer before me and my best friends all went to college. We, went down to... Kara's family little condo on our favorite beach, and I remember laying on the beach at night with them all, and we all have a blanket under us and a blanket on top of us because it was getting chilly, and we were just talking about, you know, what we wanted for our lives and, you know, how we would want to be proposed to, and, you know, how,
cute.
And, you know, how, oh, good, that's my, okay. I thought he was sipping my Diet Coke.
I would never.
Thank God. But, you know, all these things, like, what we would want to achieve with, you know, our work, and, yeah, a whole bunch of stuff, and it's my most treasured memory because it was, you know, us before we, like, really, for real, like, had to go be separate humans. Mm. And, like, I'd already been kind of a separate human because I had moved, you know, when I was 9 out of the state, and they had all still gotten to be together. And, you know, most of them, it was kind of like this experience of, like, oh, we got to make new friends for the first time in my life. And, you know, for me, I just, like, I rarely get to not feel a little othered with them, just because they had gotten to live, you know, they were neighbors, you know, their whole lives. They all went to the same high school, I mean, middle school, like, do the same activities. And so, like, I'm really good at inserting myself into other people's friends group because of this. But, you know, for a moment, we were all, you know, on the cusp of, like, taking the same step, finding, like, new freedoms, new independences, and we all knew that it was going to be great, and we weren't scared, and we just were ready to move forward. So that's probably my most...
Did you talk to a different friend about what their most treasured was?
I got a little sloppy, and I didn't get the treasured memory out of them.
I thought you said you talked to two different people.
Yeah, but they were both at the bar.
Oh.
And we.
So you just forgot to do the treasured
memory. Well, we were talking about the treasured memory, and we got around to, basically, was how hard it is to find it.
Yep, that's true.
So, sorry, I was busy this week, or else I would have followed up. Anyway, the song then is about, basically, I think for me and my friend I spoke to about the most terrible memory was losing, you know, this sense of home.
Mm-hmm.
And losing, you know, having this figure who represents your, like, incubation period almost, and to, like, feel rejected by that, and how terrible that feels. And then, yeah, it's kind of a song about home, and because I thought that tied in with the conversation of my most treasured memory, because, you know, though I had not had a home near those people, they kind of like always were my place to return to.
Right.
And then we were all leaving our respective homes to like move on.
Cool. Well, let's listen to the song. So wistful. Some sad songs this week. Just like full of emotions and sad emotions.
Yeah.
But I like the home motif and the specifics you drop into, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Taylor.
Classic TWC.
Classic T-Dub turning another great singer-songwriter track. The beginning reminded me of somebody too, and I can't remember who it was, but I was like, this, or no, it's not that I can't remember, I just can't place it.
Hmm.
It's some singer-songwriter, and I was like, this sounds like them, but I lost it. But yeah, that was very sad.
I guess, yeah.
But also very sweet.
Yeah, I don't think of it as like a super sad song. I mean, the first verse is definitely sad.
I think it's like a bittersweet thing. Also, we've talked a little bit before about my relationship with home, too, and sort of not feeling like I have one, because none of my family lives where I used to live, and like none of them live here. So yeah, it's just, I don't know, the idea of home is very
it already makes me sad.
Okay. I'm like I don't have one of those, you know what I'm saying.
I do as a nomad.
Yes, a nomad.
Myself, I definitely feel that, and maybe that's why it comes across as bittersweet. But you know, I think those things are bittersweet. It's when you leave your home. It's when you become your own. It's like when you just pick up your shit and you're like, well, I've got life to live and I've got, you know, a long path ahead of me. And it doesn't always feel great, but I think it's a special moment.
Yes, agreed. It is a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
A rite of passage,
yeah,
if you will. I think, well, this episode's going to be shorter than the other episodes because we both already answered the questions.
We did.
We
both
already answered both questions, so yeah, we don't have to ask the questions to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think that's one of the interesting things about, I think both of our interesting things about the treasure memory
it was both for both of us, it was just sort of hearkening back to simpler times.
For sure. And that's kind of why I made the track be, I wanted it to feel nostalgic, I guess, mm-hmm. is the feeling that I went for. And music that, like, makes me feel nostalgic is what sounds like that.
I gotcha. It reminds me of a song I listen to a lot. All Your Favorite Bands by Dawes. Hmm. That's, like, very nostalgic. I love things that make me nostalgic in a sad way, where I'm just like, oh, cry.
Yeah, nostalgia, pain from an old wound.
Is that what it means?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Greek. Is it Greek?
I mean, probably.
I don't know, it might be Latin, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, and then, I mean, like we said earlier, you always remember trauma a lot clearer than you remember, or just anything negative a lot clearer than you remember, like,
for
positive
sure,
things.
For sure,
which is just one way the human brain is great.
Yeah.
And just so good at doing what it does. It
really bones us on us on those things, you know?
So what are the questions for next week?
Well, hold on. I want to talk about this a little bit longer.
Okay.
And, like, about how the brain does this, because, like, technically, this is an evolutionary advantage.
Right, because we remember not to, like, you know,
don't eat the berries.
Don't eat those poison berries. It's bad.
Yeah. Maybe don't try to do bestiality. Don't try to lick your elbow.
Yeah, because someone will come up and hit you while you're doing it. Because they're like, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. So, evolutionary advantage exists. I don't know. I just thought it was so interesting this week, like, talking with this, with people about it, and, like, I, like, definitely brought it up, like, in conversation with a few other people, and everyone was just like, oh, God, no.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a terrible thing, and, like, TBH, I wrote, like, two other songs before this one.
Dang.
Yeah.
I only wrote one. Well, and I think also, like, you talking about evolutionary advantage, too, it is one of those things that was probably a lot more of an advantage back when, before, like, society was a thing, because there was less, it's like the same thing, like, your fight or flight kicks in when you're at work, and you have, like, a deadline coming up, because you're like, oh, there's a lion, and there's no lion, but your brain's like, there's a lion, and you have to run or you'll die,
yeah.
And your whole body's like, ah! It's like the same thing with, like, panic attacks and stuff, like, it's your brain reacting to external stimuli in the way that, like, it might have in the past, which would have been helpful, but definitely isn't helpful in our current society.
It's not helpful.
So thanks, brains. You just try so hard, don't you?
Yeah. Usually we give a thanks every week to to somebody for our episodes.
It's gonna be the
brains. You get a no thanks.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say we're not. I wasn't sure if we were thanking them or not. Yeah. Sorry, brains. Pass.
Pass.
You don't get gratitudes this week.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I don't need you.
That's not true. Oh, my bye. Brain. There he goes.
It's leaving. He just closed the door. Had little brain hands. It was really cute. He was wearing glasses. Okay, Taylor, what are the questions for next week?
Lord, okay.
Because normally our episodes are like 45 or 50 minutes long, but normally we talk about our answers for each other for about 10 or 15 minutes,
right,
and
right.
We're not doing that now, so I think it's going to be shorter.
Okay, number 19. If you knew that in one...
Why do they always do this
Stop
to me?
Stop it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you are now living? Why?
Yeah, duh.
Okay.
Answered.
20 is what does friendship mean to you?
Oh, another friendship-related one.
No, because you did the friendship one last time, so now I'm going to do the friendship
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's what I think is a good idea. Yeah. And I'll I'll do the depressing one. Why do I always get the die ones?
Well, I will do it.
No, I want to do it. Ugh. I'll do it. It's fine. Whatever. Okay, guys and gals and goos and everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about the weird audio this week. We're going to get that sorted out before next week.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on the social meds.
Facebook.
Especially the Facebook group. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. But there's also Tweeper and Goo Mail.
Yeah, the Goo Mail is poppingthequestionspod@gmail.com. And the Twitter's Popping the Cues. And SoundCloud.
And the SoundCloud.
Popping the Questions SoundCloud.
Yeah. So do those things. Share with somebody that you think would be finding this interesting. Rate,
yeah.
Subscribe.
Rate and review on iTunes if you like it. Just, like, you know, don't say that this one episode had bad audio. pick a different one and be like, that one had great audio.
But I really appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, thank you for the honesty.
And your tenacity for the truth.
Yes, thank you for being a paladin. What? Whatever. Champion for the truth. I've been playing too much Dungeons & Dragons. All right. Okay, Taylor?
Yeah?
Good app. Good job.
Yeah.
We persevered through audio issues.
Yes.
And we talked about trauma and good things too.
And
okay, everybody.
Too.
Call your mom and your loved ones and talk to them and stuff.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Yeah, this is the new sign off. I love you. Bye.